Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There are a number of issues which prevail regarding the Islamic economic directives and which have caused a lot of confusion and debate in the modern mind. Amongst these issues is an issue which is actually something which causes an oppression on the person who lends money. We know that people, when they lend money, for example, if they lend money in a currency which is not a stable currency, and when that loan is returned to them after that allotted period of time, let's say it's 1 year, then the value of that money has depreciated because of inflation. So therefore, they are returned much less than the value they had actually given. For example, if they had lent rupees 10,000, at the end of 1 year, for example, typically they would be receiving back 8,000 rupees simply because that currency or that unstable currency was devalued because of inflation. So therefore, in this case, if a person lends money to someone who borrows money, how could that person be compensated for? How could this wrong be addressed? Now, there are people who suggest as a result of this, that if they charge interest on this lent amount, it would be absolutely okay, because this would be actually compensating for that inflation. Simply charging interest would be a compensation for that devaluation, for that inflation money. However, I think in this regard, the correct approach would be that if we charge interest, even if there is an issue of inflation, we are in fact charging interest, and this is something which is absolutely prohibited. A better way out in this would be if we could link our loans, the lent amount, to either to a stable currency or to a stable commodity, and we can easily link it, of course, to a stable currency. For example, if we lend in dollars or in pounds or in other currencies which are stable, we can equate the money lent to in that currency. Of course, we can also equate the money lent to a certain commodity, for example, gold, a certain stable commodity. We can link the amount of money lent to gold by simply converting the amount of money lent to the equivalent of gold that exists at that time. And we can tell the person who borrows that money that instead of returning that money in that cash form, whatever the equivalence in gold, for example, was for that money should be returned to the person. And this would, of course, not be something wrong. And in fact, it would be in accordance with justice, because in this case, the lender would be returned the same amount which he had actually lent. And otherwise, if this not happen, of course, he will end up on the oppressed side. So therefore, if this lent amount is linked either to a stable commodity or to a stable currency, this would be absolutely okay and would redress this state of affairs. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.